and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in leadership in the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, The Texture of Mercy.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And one's foes will be members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet in the name of the prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person in the name of a righteous person will receive the reward of the righteous. And whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward." Now, when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and proclaim his message in the cities. I remember early in my scripture study, one teacher describing the Gospels are painting a portrait of Jesus, the incarnate God. Not a picture, with crisp clarity, caught in one moment of time, but rather a whole that conveys nuance, the play of light and darkness, texture, depth, and inviting countless insights depending on perspective from where you stand. Today's passage reminds me of this. Just yesterday on Sunday, Mark's Jesus sent us out in this task of spreading the good news. And he did so with clear brushstrokes, their shape and definition. Take this, not that. Do this, not that. I don't know about you, but I placed my face forward to the light of day and walked with an urgency to bring the invitation of mercy and compassion from the good news. The brushstrokes in today's passage, oh, they are not the same as Sunday. They go deeper. The texture and color shift. It's almost suddenly we are reminded we are not always going to be triumphantly shaking the dust from our feet as we leave a place that does not take in the good news. In fact, we may not leave. We may be crucified right there. The good news of mercy and compassion expose what is not just in our lives, in the world, in our country, in our church. Truth does that. When we make mercy and compassion the heart of who we are, the heart of what we do, we are going to shake things up. And that's what cuts, like a sword. We, like the Israelites, may dull this sword by insisting on our own definitions and parameters for mercy and compassion. These definitions, well, they actually become our idols and replace God. Walter Brueggemann likes to say, like it or not, we are sent as prophets, quote, to help to connect the dots between the world as it is and the world as it might be. Connecting these dots because we are called, chosen, sent together. We do not do this alone, friends. We are a community of disciples. Together, we are sent. 2 by 2, 3 by 3, 7 by 7. As we continue taking in this portrait of the good news this week, we see Christ's face believing in us. Is it about being worthy? No. It is not about that. Such of a concern can dull the blade. No. We remain committed, called, chosen, sent together. And we go committing to support each other as we make justice our aim, redress the wronged, and keep our ears tuned to the cries of the widow and the orphan for the life of the world.